This is GQDN for Monday, December 11th, 2023, brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest, by swiftenergy.gg. There's a new flavor called Cherry Slushy, and some people may be liking it, or will be liking it, because if you get it, go to the checkout line, put in the code QUEST to get 25% off of your purchase. Cherry Slushy, it sounds good. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Baldur Gate news. Doom hit 30. Yes, they did. And we got some Nintendo news there as well. But we begin today with the nominees for the best of game for IGN. And they are Cyberpunk 2077 Phantom Liberty, Baldur's Gate 3, Alan Wake 2, The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, Super Mario Bros. Wonder, Final Fantasy 16, Marvel Spider-Man 2, Dave the Diver, Hi-Fi Rush. So, what would be your pick for that game? For that game of the year for IGN? Just know that they're out. Now we go to Fortnite, because Eurogamer did say that, well, they want to go to Nintendo. So, this is what Epic Games did say. And it was done by Sax Person when he was talking to Exodus about Nintendo, or putting the characters in the world of Nintendo. So here's what he said, quote, "I don't know what the word for, like, making diamond is. Nintendo has their strategy, and we have our strategy, and we hope at some point that they," end quote, "they could use the characters for the," quote, "our players would love it." So we'll see if that happens. Now, what Dot Esports is saying is that if you got Baldur's Gate 3 on Xbox, you might want to update the game, because Baldur's Gate 3 had a rough start and players were losing their save files. Now, that edition for Xbox did launch on December 7th, alongside with the Game Awards. But the Xbox owners were, well, not very happy, because Larian Studios did get some complaints about some missing saves. So here's what Baldur's Gate 3 did say on X. Quote, "Xbox players, we pushed a small update to Baldur's Gate 3 containing stability fixes. We are aware of the issues of save disappearing after a crash. An update is available from Xbox to help with some of these issues. Please manually update your Xbox through the system menu." So if you got Baldur's Gate 3 and you're playing it on Xbox and you haven't updated your system, you might want to do that. Now, Destructoid did say that Doom has hit their 30th anniversary, and the two of the developers were talking about it. And yes, that's up on X as well. At John Romero did say, "In 30 minutes, join me, IDA Carmack, and David Icy Reddock at 8 p.m. GMT for Doom's 30th anniversary stream." And he further said that the recording is up on YouTube, so do go and enjoy that if you're a Doom player. Now, Eurogamer did say that the Rock Band developer Harmonix does have a new Fortnite music mode and will support some of the instrument controllers. Ooh! So, with the Fortnite Festival, there is a rhythm-based mode that was developed by Rock Band Studios, Harmonix, where you could play your guitars and drums in the future. And when the festival went live on Saturday, you could use your tap along music using buttons on your controller or on the keyboard. But there's a FAQ page, and the frequently asking questions did have an answer for the instrument controllers. So somebody did ask, quote, "Does Fortnite Festival support instrument controllers?" That got a reply, quote, "Not at launch, but it's a priority for the team and currently under development. We'll have more to share in 2024. So it is coming. It's on its way. Now, PC Games Inn did talk to some of the people from Exoborn and how that was coming from the game called Blood Hunt. Now, Exoborn is coming from the future and is a war-type world. And Blood Hunt tried to get some momentum, but there was some cheating and balancing that was going on with the game. But Exoborn did come out of that turmoil. So the game is made by Shark Mob, and PC Games N did talk to Peter Manafort, and they were asking about how Blood Hunt did implement Exoborn. So he said, quote, "Oh, that's a good question. One of the things I really loved with Blood Hunt was running on rooftops and verticality, straight up, for the quote. I love running on rooftops, and that verticality is something that Shark Mob loves. But one thing we learned is that the speed of Blood Hunt is just a little bit too fast. We had to bring it down. And in this game, the pacing is very, very different. In the gameplay footage, you see a lot of combat, but that's not actually typical of how the game is played. The game is a tactical open world shooter, which means there are long periods of time where there's very, very low intensity. Then boom, there's a lot of things going on at the same time. Very interesting article. Now we get to the esports corner, because HLTV.org did say that the Blast Premier World Finals did announce the teams, format, schedule, and have prizes to it. So, as far as what the teams goes, they will have FaZe, Moves, and G2, Vitality, Ents, and Heroic, along with Cloud9 and Netas Vincere. The opening matches start in 2 days, and it'll be Cloud9 versus Ents, Vitality versus Envy, FaZe versus Heroic, and Moves versus G2. They have the World Finals. They'll come on the 14th. The Blast Premier World Final will be on the 15th, the 16th, and the 17th. The prizes for the 7th and 8th, the teams that come in 7th and 8th, will be 15,000. 5th and 6th will get 25,000. 3rd and 4th will be 85,000. 2nd place will get $250,000. And 1st place will get $500,000. So good luck to all the teams. Now we get to Nintendo. And this will end the show. We got 4 stories to tell. First one comes from Nintendo World Report and the environment rebuilding game. Terranel will be coming to Switch. And it'll be the week before Christmas, because it's next Monday. Oh boy. And it'll come in at $25. So if you like to rebuild the world, you can check out Terranel. It is a Devolver game on Nintendo Switch. So, like city building, world building, you can do that. But did that make the list that Nintendo World Report did give for Nintendo downloads? Well, it wouldn't, because it comes out Monday. But here's what did. Kurumojo Remilia 2, Stranger's Requiem, Hammer Watch 2, Winter Games Challenge, Hammer Watch Anniversary Edition, and quite a few games. Jumanji Deluxe, Rising Duck, Pony World, Hellwell, all digital, and the prices look to be around the $20 range. Some of them are lower, say around $10. Others are higher, around $5. That's $5. So the highest is $30. So there you go, because everything is on sale. I'm not going to go through the Europe and Japan list, but you can go check that out yourself. They're in the GQDN show notes on our Discord for Patreons. Now, GameSpot.com did say that there's a sale. Oh, there's a sale. And that is Zelda, the Tears of the Kingdom. The split pad controller is on sale for your Nintendo Switch. Yes, it's now $50 and it was $60. You could see it on Amazon. So go check that out. GameSpot's doing some sales too. Go check them out too for like Xbox and a whole bunch of other stuff. And so is Humble Bundle. Lots of big sales there. Pathfinder, Season Pass, and Season Pass 2. Guardians of the Galaxy, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, the Pathfinder Enhanced Edition, Far Cry 6, not just the regular game, but also the Game of the Year Edition. Lots of very good games. Callisto Protocol. Lots of very, very good games. Monkey Island, Rise of the Tomb Raider. Go check them out. All very good. All very well done. While you're doing that, you can go check us out at thegroupquest.com. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.